right, so how does your routine change, though, when you got a night game versus like a noon game or whatever?
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it takes a long time for the game to start, so it makes you more anxious. But, you know, outside of that, it doesn't change at all. You know, I just wait, listen to my music, and get ready to go play.
Because they don't play cartoons at like 4 in the afternoon.
I mean, they do, but it all depends on what kind of cartoons you like.
I suppose. You see anything different about Seattle's defense? You've seen them a couple times now. Anything different this year?
I mean, you know, they still move around good. They're fast, you know, great tacklers. And, I mean, it's what we've always been expecting from them. So, you know, we got to go out there and play hard for 60 minutes.
When you take Cam Chancellor out of that defense, what happens to that defense?
I mean, he's definitely a huge part of that defense. But, you know, they've still been able to make plays without him being there. But, you know, that can't be something we have to focus on. We got to go in with our game plan, know we can execute.
What do you like about this home crowd's home opener? I mean, it's jacked up. Is that you guys up too with the?
Definitely. You know, with them being as loud as they are, giving us the energy that we need, and, you know, we feeding off of that and being able to, you know, make the plays that we have to make. Being at home and at night, it definitely helps us out.
You're actually going to be able to hear Aaron this time.
That's a great point, too. a lot of verbal communication going to be, you know, out there that game. And, you know, it makes it easier for all of us to be on the same page.
I mean, it's not just that you guys played so well at home last year. It's not just, hey, the crowd is cheering for us. What else about being at home?
I mean, it's just being here. You know, we're comfortable. You know, there's not a noise factor. So it's, you know, that's one less thing we have to worry about as far as everybody being on the same page. But, I mean, it's back at Lambeau, the best place to play.
Is Cam about as hard a hitter as there is in the league? I know you delivered a blow on him last year.
He's definitely one of the hardest hitters, yeah.
What makes a guy like that tick? He embraces the contact like you? Is that a specific
Wait, what makes him what?
Tick like that. He seems to be like you in that he embraces that contact and goes for it.
It's a mindset, and he definitely has that mindset. You know, once he sees who has the ball, it doesn't matter how big or how small the person is. You know, he's locked in, and he's going to try to deliver the biggest hit that he can, and that definitely energizes this team.
If you like to attack, Eddie, what kind of focus has been put on you as far as protection this week?
You know, it's all the same for us. The coaches and the players believe that, you know, we all know what we have to do, and it's up to us to go out and execute that. And as long as we're on the same page, as long as we're communicating, the pressure doesn't change. We just got to go out there and play the way we know how to play.
Is it one of those things where you feel like Seattle's a team that you have to get past? I mean, they've won 3 straight now. You finally get them back home. Are they a benchmark team where you can say, you know, if we can beat them, who knows what our limit could be this year?
I mean, we know we're capable of doing big things this season as long as we all stay together and, you know, stay as a team and continue to play as a team. Seattle is definitely a tough team to play, but, you know, we have them at home, so it makes it a little bit easier on us. But we still have to go out and execute.